B'Shalach, we read about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we have a mitzvah that applies every day of our lives. L'man tizkor es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. We have an obligation to remind ourselves and to make mention of the fact that we had this exodus of Mitzrayim and all the miracles that took place on that occasion. The Prima Gadim has a discussion. When we say that there's a mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, l'man tizkor, does that mean it's good enough to remember behirur? Is it good enough just for a person to think about it? Or does one actually have to verbalize that idea that we had a occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Do we actually have to say it? B'dibur, is it good enough b'machshava? That's the question that the Prima Gadim is dealing with, and the Prima Gadim comes to the conclusion that he says b'di'eved, he doesn't see anything wrong with a person just fulfilling that mitzvah behirur alone, just thinking about it alone, that should be good enough. There's no reason why a person has to actually verbalize the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim every day. The Shagas Aryeh is also dealing with this question, and he's wondering, is that really true? Is it good enough just to think about the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim? L'man tizkor just means you should remind yourself. Doesn't it mean you should actually verbalize it? So he wants to bring a proof from a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, where the Gemara says, very similar context to the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek, coming up shortly, where we have the mitzvah of reminding ourselves of the encounter that we had against Amalek and that we were victorious over them. So the Pasuk says, Zechar asher asalach Amalek. We have to remind ourselves what happened. Timcha zechar Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim lo tishkach. So we have here two obligations. Number one, zechar, we should remember. Number two, lo tishkach. So says the Gemara, it means two different things. If it only said lo tishkach, it means we have to remind ourselves in our hearts, but from the fact that we have the second terminology of zachar, that means now you have to do not only in your heart, but you also have to verbalize and pronounce the fact that we had this encounter with Amalek many, many millennia ago. That's what the Pasuk says, and that's where the Gemara learns in Megillah, that we have to actually enunciate this idea. We have to proclaim the fact that Amalek tried to destroy the Jewish people, and they were not successful. So says the Shagasari, it would seem to be an indication from that Gemara that any place where the Gemara does, where the Pasuk doesn't use both of those terminologies, any place where the Pasuk only says one, meaning Zachar, that would mean that maybe Hirhur is good enough, maybe thinking about it is enough. And the only reason by Amalek why we need to actually verbalize it is because there we have a double terminology. Number one, Lo Tishkach. Number two, Zachar as well. So that's the discussion that he has. And in the end, he comes to the conclusion that all of this is a mistake, and he thinks absolutely, unequivocally, a person must actually verbalize the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim. You have to mention that every single day. And it would seem, if you look in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it would seem that that's the understanding as well. We say the famous story, Hari Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, and what does he say? Lo Zachisi Shetei Amer Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Sounds like he's saying, Lo Zachisi Shetei Amer. I never had the merit that people should say, should enunciate, should state the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim is said every morning and every evening. So that's the basic understanding. We try our best to follow the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, that we actually enunciate every day, L'man tizkor yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. We put a focus and emphasis on the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim and all the miracles that took place on that occasion. The Minchas Chinuch has a very famous question, and that is, what is the difference between the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and the mitzvah that we have on Pesach night, when we're supposed to have a whole evening of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is there a difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, or perhaps they are one and the same? This is the question that's posed by the Minchas Chinuch. And the Emek Bracha, one of the students of the Brisker Rav, famously quotes from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that there are three major distinctions between these two mitzvahs. They sound very similar, they look very similar, but they are actually very different. And they're different in the nature of how you perform them. Says Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, three major differences, three major distinctions that can be drawn between the mitzvah that we have every day of our lives of reminding ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah on the night of the Seder. Number one, says Reb Chaim, every day of the year we have an obligation just to do it la'atzmo. Each person privately has to make sure on their own that they remind themselves of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas on the night of the Seder we have an obligation, L'saper shivcho la'acherim, we have to say over the story to other people, derech she'elo tshuva, like the Gemara says, like the Rambam tells us, we have to say it in a way which is a give and a take. We have to say it over in a form of a story, and therefore that would be one first distinction between the mitzvah that we have every day of the year and the mitzvah that we have on the night of the Seder. Number two, says Reb Chaim, on the night of the Seder, it's not good enough just to say that we came out of Mitzrayim. You have to actually say the whole protracted story. You have to say the whole history of what happened. Avadim hayinu lefarah b'Mitzrayim. We went down and we were enslaved. And we elaborate on that. and how the whole miracle unfolded is part of our obligation on the night of the Seder. When we have every day in our davening, when we say Parshas Vayomer and we remind ourselves of what happened there, we don't say that we started off as Avadim and we worked so hard and they killed so many of the children. We don't go through all that history. We don't have the whole unfolding of the story and how the miracle took place. All we do is remind ourselves of the bare minimum Yetzias Mitzrayim experience. So says Reb Chaim, that's distinction number two between the mitzvah that we have every day of the year and the mitzvah that we have on the night of the Seder. And distinction number three, he says, is that on the night of the Seder, not only do we have an obligation to remind ourselves of the mitzvah itself of, not only to remind ourselves of the miracle itself of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also of Pesach Matzah Umar, to not only eat the Pesach Matzah Umar, but to talk about the Pesach Matzah Umar. The Rambam writes a very surprising comment where he says, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Kol Shelo Amar Shlosha Dvarim Halala BePesach Lo Yatzei Yedei Chavaso. Anyone who didn't say Pesach Matzah Umar has not fulfilled the obligation. What does it mean? You haven't fulfilled which obligation? So I would have said then, like some Rishonim say, you didn't fulfill your obligation of eating matzah if you eat the matzah and you don't explain the context of why you're eating the matzah. So then your mitzvah of matzah is incomplete, but says the Rambam, no. Your mitzvah of Haggadah Shel Pesach is incomplete. Your mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is incomplete, because part of the mitzvah on the night of the Seder is to use the props and to explain what it is, why we have Pesach Matzah Mar. That's a major integral part of everything that we do on the night of the Seder. So here says Reb Chaim, this is also quoted in the Aruch Laner in the Binyan Sion, he writes that we have major distinctions between the night of the Seder mitzvah and the nature of the mitzvah that we have on every night of the year, on every day of the year. Number one, as we said, the first difference is that every night it could just be done privately, whereas on the night of the Seder it has to be in a story format. Sheila u'tshuva, it has to be a give and a take. Second distinction that we have is on the night of the Seder, we have to recount the entire history and how everything unfolded, whereas every night of the year we just talk about the miracle and that's good enough. And the third distinction is that on the night of the Seder we have Pesach Matzah Umar, and we need to elaborate on those experiences as well and about why it is that we have those props, why it is that we have those items in the middle of our Seder table, whereas on a regular night of the year we obviously do not have to incorporate that into our tefillah. What's the story with regard to women and the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we have this mitzvah every day of the year. Should we assume that women are obligated as well in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Sefer Achinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Aleph that women have an obligation every day of the year to remind themselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Minchas Chinuch finds this very troubling. Don't we know that women are generally not obligated to perform Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama? And here says the Minchas Chinuch, one is supposed to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening, so therefore that should be a Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama. That's a classical case, and that should be a situation where women are not obligated to perform the mitzvah. That's something that fits into the category of Mitzvah Saseh Shehazman Grama, that they should be exempt. How can the Sefer HaChinuch be understood? Why should women be obligated? Says the Magen Avraham, well, we have an obligation every day and every night. We have an obligation to do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, there's no time in the day that you're not obligated to do it. So therefore, he argues, this is not considered a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama. This is not a time-bound mitzvah. After all, you have to do it all the 24 hours of the day, once in the morning, once in the evening. So therefore, he argues, that's why women should be obligated. The Mishnah Berurah himself is very unclear. When he comes down halacha lemaisa to decide whether women are obligated to say Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, in different places he writes different things. In one place, Siman Ayin, he quotes the Magen Avraham, and then he says there are those who disagree. Later on in Hilchos Tefillah, he says, vacillates again, he quotes a Prima Gada, maybe yes, maybe no. So it seems the Mishnah Berurah himself is not so clear about it. It's not clear-cut whether or not women are obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. They're certainly obligated in the mitzvah on the night of the Seder. That's a discussion not for now. But every night of the year, this is a very unclear point. So on this, once again, the Shagas Aryeh steps in and he discusses it as well. And he says he thinks the Magen Avraham is not correct. The Magen Avraham argued that since we have the obligation to say Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening, therefore, it's not a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama because it applies every day of the year, all day of the year. So therefore, he argues that women are obligated. Says the Shagas Aryeh, that's not true. You have to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim every morning and every evening. It's not that it's a 24-hour mitzvah. It is time-bound. It's a mitzvah that you have to do once in the morning, once in the evening. And therefore, argues the Shagas Aryeh, that is a time-bound mitzvah. Even though, yes, you're right, when you look at it in the overall perspective, it's something you have to do both in the day and in the evening, but that doesn't take it away from being in the category of a time-bound mitzvah. It is bound by the time, and therefore he says, women do not have an obligation to perform the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is not only the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, it is the Aruch HaShulchan, the Beis Yitzchak, other Achronim who assume that women may not have the obligation to perform the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, if they want to, they obviously should. It's a wonderful thing to do. But in terms of a strict obligation, they might not have that obligation the way men do. Yeah. That's a great question. When we say in Birchas HaMazon, when we mention the fact that we came out of Mitzrayim, is that good enough? And what I want to talk about tomorrow, because I see we probably won't have enough time to talk about it today, is the discussion in the Acharonim that's very similar. When we say Az Yashir every day, and we recount the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is that good enough? Does that suffice or not? So hold on to that question. Maybe tomorrow we'll address it. And it's a question that opens up a Pandora's box as well. I don't know if you'll be here tomorrow, but we'll fill you in. Yeah. Right. Right. So that's the reason. Right. So that's the. So that would be the reason. Again, there's a major discussion. Do we assume that Afin Hayba Osanes applies only to mitzvahs midrabbanan, or do we even obligate women in mitzvahs daraisa because of Afin Hayba Osanes? Most of the Rishonim say it's only for mitzvahs derabbanan. That's why we only find it by Dalet Kosos, by Mikra Megillah, and by Neiros Chanukah. So here you want to extrapolate from there. We should also say women should be obligated in a mitzvah daraisa. So that's the question. That's a good question. Yeah?
Well, question. You said about thinking versus saying it. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think that the person who's thinking about it is much more machave than somebody who's saying it by rote every day and doesn't even pay attention to it?
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, the Prima Gadim didn't imagine.
He has to think. It's automatically. Yeah. Means he's thinking about it. It means he's machave.
I hear.
The other way is not machave, as he says. So why is that?
I guess the Prima Gadim couldn't imagine there would be someone who would actually say the words and not think about what they're saying. That was.
You say every morning, it becomes rote.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a challenge we all have. So let's just close before we daven mincha with an observation that I think is a very astute one. Rabbi Aaron Cutler has in one of his svarim that he says if you look through the calendaric year, there is such a focus that we put, there's such a great emphasis on Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So here we have a mitzvah every day, morning and evening, remind ourselves of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every Shabbos and Yantiv we say Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. On Shavuos itself, we go ahead on Shavuos, which is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Sator. Instead of talking about Kabbalah Sator, we say Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why is everything Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why such an emphasis? After all, the Psukim tell us, what was the whole objective? Why was it that we came out of Mitzrayim? Why did God take us out? Says the Pasuk, Botziacha mi Mitzrayim, Tavdun es Elokim ala Arazeh. The whole objective of coming out of Mitzrayim was just to get ourselves to the point of Matan Torah, was just to have the opportunity to accept the Torah and to become God's people. So why do we put such an emphasis on reminding ourselves of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What about the end? That was just the means to get to the end. What about having a tremendous emphasis on the Kabbalah Sator itself? That's when we became the Am HaNivchar. That's when we accepted the Torah. That's where we're told that Al Menaskein Hotzeisi Eschem, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Chazal say, just Shetekabla Sator, just that you should accept upon yourselves the Torah. Why is it that we neglect that, so to speak, and we put such a focus on the Yitzias Mitzrayim part of the story, and we somewhat forget about the fact that we came to Har Sinai? I think it's a very important observation. So yes, it's true, the Ramban in some way invented a new mitzvah. The Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that he thinks we have a daily mitzvah not only to remind ourselves of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the Ramban says we have a daily mitzvah as well to remind ourselves of the fact that we stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah. So this is a Ramban's mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that none of the other Rishonim agree with. The Rambam disagrees completely with the Ramban's assumption. So barring the Ramban, everybody else assumes we don't even focus on Har Sinai. How could it be we just leave that out? That was the whole reason for coming out of Mitzrayim. That was the whole point. That's where everything came down to. That was the end. Why is it that we don't make a Zecher for all of that? Suggests Rabbi Aaron Cutler such a beautiful insight. He says, because we only make commemorations for things that are a part of history. The story of Yitzias Mitzrayim only happened once in the history of our people, and that's something we need to remind ourselves of. It's true that may have been only the means to an end. The end was Kabbalah Sator, but Kabbalah Sator was not a historic event. Kabbalah Sator is something that we experience every day, every moment of our lives. Every time a person gets up and opens up a siddur, opens up a chumash, any time a person reconnects themselves with the Torah, that is like a Kabbalah Sator Mechadash. That is like we are once again having experience with the Torah. If you look in the brachos that we say, you'll notice that the Maharal in the Sefer Teferis Yisrael points out, we say that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Hamalam Torah L'Am Yisrael. What do you mean? He's Malami to me now. He taught it to us thousands of years ago when he gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. No, says the Maharal, It's Melame Torah. Every day of our lives when we sit and we learn Torah, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam coming once again. A new Har Sinai. This is not an event of the past. This is something of the present. This is something we experience now. We end off the Bracha Baruch Ata Hashem. Not Nasan HaTorah. We say Nosein HaTorah. That you continue to give us every day, every moment of our lives. In Shemona Esrei we say Umelame Le'enosh Bina. You continue to give man wisdom. You continue to give us the Chachma. Because we relive the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah every day of our lives. And this, says our Baron Cutler, is the reason why it wouldn't make sense to have a commemoration for Har Sinai, because it's something what we re-experience. It's not a moment of our history. It's something that we have the opportunity to tap into every day of our lives. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim, quoting Zohar HaKadosh, Manda Ishtadu Ba'araisa, somebody who involves themselves in the study of Torah, Ki'ilu Koyim Kol Yoma Altura De Sinai. It's as if he or she is standing on Har Sinai V'Kabbalah Araisa. It's as if God is giving you the Luchos once again. Here in 2017, in the middle of the month of February, God is giving you the Torah, having the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah once again, and therefore he argues there's no reason to have a mitzvah of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai. There's a very good reason to remind ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's something that only happened once, and if we don't remind ourselves of it, we'll never have that experience again. However, if we have the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah, that's not something that we need to ever have a reminder of, because that's something that we experience every day of our lives. It was never a historic event. And this is why we put such an emphasis, such a focus, even though, yes, it's true, Tavdunes Elokim al HaRazeh, the whole objective, the whole reason why we had a Yetzias Mitzrayim was just to get us to the point of Har Sinai. But in the end of the day, that is something that is not requiring of a commemoration, because it's something that we continue to live every day of our lives.